there's what they call a ribbon leech, a turtle leech, a cowl leech, and a horse leech, and then your fishing leech. There's Greek names for them, but that's for the guys that set them off. You know? The secret is to have a good fresh bait, because like we told you before we came out here, they're very clean animal. They don't like anything that's sour, rancid, spoiled. They're very fussy. Yeah? You could take your clothes off and get in a tank of leeches with, let's say, 60 pounds, 80 pounds of them, and you wouldn't have a mark on you in the morning. They will not puncture you. They're not a leech. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what they do. They clean your skin. They clean you up like a lily white whistle. I call these the friendly leeches. This is called a tin, an aluminum tin. But I put meat in both sides of the tin, and I make sure it's firmly closed.
Tell me what you're using for bait here.
Okay, I'm using beef kidney. Yep, I've tried it all. Not quite at all. I guess I haven't tried human. Well, anyway, we've tried pork, beef, chicken works fine. We used to butcher people's cows that died and use the whole meat. Some ponds it works, most ponds it don't. So we went to beef kidney. I used to get it for about 10 cents a pound, okay? They found out leechers wanted it, and it went to 30 cents a pound. My bait bill in a year is about between $13,000 and $15,000. You see now what I got there? I mean, these are old traps, probably 2-3 years old, but they're still getting by, but they still catch leeches, as you see. There's a horse leech. It's real flexible, it droops, you keep it dry for a while, and it excretes a slimy white solution. And there are some guys that fool with them, but we don't, because the fact they don't stay in their tanks, they crawl, they can crawl anywhere. You could put a horse leech in a bucket and set a plank on it and put a brick on top of the plank, and in the morning you come and the plank will be gone and the brick. They're that powerful. Yeah. There is only one area in the world that's got leeches. Little strip of North Dakota, a pretty fair little strip in Minnesota. Anything south of Alec is pretty sad. Anything north of Red Lake is sad. Everybody says they got leeches, but not like this.
So we're actually looking at some kind of exotic little critters down here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There is none anywhere else. I mean, you go in southern Minnesota, it's all ribbon leeches. They claim they got nice leeches, but they don't. I get up about 1:30 every day, every morning. 17, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you got to go every day, pardon the language, come hell or high water, blizzard. I've leeched in blizzards you wouldn't imagine. You couldn't see anything. I wouldn't mind selling out and let somebody else have the heartache and with a better prospective of business probably than I am, but who wants to work? Nobody wants to work anymore. I'm just kind of depressed when I think of that. Heck, my own boys would like to get into it, but their women say, too many hours. Hey, everybody of their own, you know. My own sons, to keep their marriages going, couldn't do it. I'll probably end up just someday just closing her up. I don't know. But I'd be very unhappy doing something else, I think.
You're happy doing this?
I'm still free. I'm still free to have some judgment of what I want to do. And this way I don't have to answer to anybody except taxes, insurance, DNR, everybody.